I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mario is Silas in the Da Vinci Code.
Right? Yeah, the albino. Yeah, yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Lore Boys. My name is James, and I am joined with...
It's Ethan, the Wario of the podcast. Because my flatulence, of course.
Naturally.
Yes. And my sick motorcycle.
And Peter O'Donohue as well. I hope that little how the sausage is made here. Jamie stopped us right before recording to punch up a joke he wrote at the dog park. I'm hoping that it was the welcome.
He had to write that down. Like, just seeing the word welcome, he wouldn't remember it as the first sentence.
Yeah, it's just like, the Waluigi welcome. That's going to be great.
That wasn't it, but I love that idea where I'm like, waff, it's right into welcome, and then run home to put it down. Yeah.
Dragging the dog behind you to keep up.
Yeah.
Control A, delete, just like start from scratch. Like every E's got to be an A now. Peter, of course, the Yoshi of the show because of his long tongue, and propensity for laying eggs.
Yep. That's true.
I've got 8 in the fridge.
He's got a cloaca. What's the thing that we talked about the last time?
Cloaca. Yeah.
Cloaca, yeah.
Yoshi
yeah.
has a cloaca. That's Lore Boys canon.
Just like a turkey.
Right.
Like any bird, really.
So much all like birds. A cloaca is very mysterious. Waluigi is probably the most mysterious of all the Nintendo characters. There's very little lore. So we are completely free to kind of build him up as we'd like. And I'll give you all the supporting info that I have about him so far.
Now, did he ever make it into Smash?
No.
Seriously?
No, he's never been in Smash.
Got like 19 Fire Emblem knights and then yeah. No Waluigi. Because I obviously don't follow. I'm not a pedophile, so I don't follow Smash.
Are you sure, though? I think I saw like in Brawl or something. Maybe it's an item that lets you summon him. But I saw a clip, unless it was a modded version of Waluigi playing.
Yeah, no. He's never been in Smash. Yeah. And like it's a... I mean, exactly what Peter said is like the meme where a lot of fans want him to be in Smash and Nintendo yeah. just keeps not doing him. And I'm like, so I'm ever since Mario Tennis for the GameCube, I think, was the first time I ever played as Waluigi. He's like I main Waluigi in any game that he's in. Any of like nice. The Mario parties or whatever, I always go Waluigi.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to main him in whatever, like Mario versus Sonic at the Beijing Olympics or whatever the fuck?
That is Mario versus Sonic at Tiananmen Square.
now you've just gotten like our show disappeared from the CCP internet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Where it was doing so well there before.
Previously. Yeah.
Yeah. I think most like screening things check like the first 5 minutes for like foul language or if you talk about Tiananmen Square. So we'll just like put a really long intro so we can squeeze this
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to be a 10-minute cold open.
Oh, you've got like Waluigi was the guy standing in front of the tank. So that's why we're like doubly fucked for that.
Yeah, yeah. That's why so little lore exists of Waluigi.
Yeah,
because
he's
it was
been unpersoned
by the CCP.
He's been unpersoned by the government, yeah.
So he's hated by most of the characters in-game and also China, but he's loved by many in the real world, like Ethan just mentioned. There's a lot of folks who want to see him in different games that he's just not in. Ethan kind of mentioned a bit, but how do you guys feel about him in general?
I don't think I've ever played a game with Waluigi in it.
Really? You never played like Double Dash or Mario Party? You never played a Mario Party?
I've played the old Mario Parties. I don't think I've ever played a game with Waluigi in it.
think
because I'm the CCP plant on the show.
CCP Peter.
Yeah. That's his nickname. Yeah, Chinese Communist Peter. Yeah. Yeah.
Chinese Communist Peter.
That's what they call me, CCP. No, I'm trying to think. I've played several Mario Party games, but I don't know what the most recent one I played is. So it's entirely possible, but I probably would have like played Yoshi or like one of the Toads or something.
So I mean, he was in Mario Party 3.
Three onward.
Okay, then I've definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So never mind. I'd like to redact that previous statement.
I accidentally wrote Marion Tennis, and I got somebody named Marion Bertoli, who's a tennis player. Apparently.
Are they good?
Yeah, it's a very yeah.
Yeah.
Could they beat Andre Agassi, Jamie?
I read that guy's book.
Open.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It's all about doing meth and having a dad that doesn't like you as much as he should. Yep. Anyways, on to greener pastures. So for those who've never seen Waluigi, he's tall and lanky. He wears purple. He has a red nose, like Wario's nose. And he has a mustache that zigzags from like above his mouth to his cheeks and then almost up to his like very pointy ears.
They're like little lightning bolts.
Yeah.
It's a W where like the middle of the W is like that peak meets at the nose. And then he's got a V on either side, right?
Yeah. It goes from like his lips up to his cheek and then like zigzags down and then up to his ear, I think. I'm not looking at him right now, but yeah.
He's like a freak. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
He's very long and lanky and he's got pointed feet like an elf.
Yep.
Can we lore boys canon? He wears clogs.
Yes. Yeah, he's a shoemaker actually.
I like it. His entry to the series is like in tennis too. Like imagine playing tennis in clogs. That'd be so painful,
oh,
man.
God.
It'd be okay, it would be rough on the grass court, but it'd be great on the clay court. Okay. So you know. Pros and cons.
I think you need that flexibility in your like soul to pivot properly, right?
Waluigi, and this is official canon, doesn't have a soul, so.
Oh, that's not exactly what I meant.
Yeah. He's a godless creature.
He has self-pivoting ankles, too, yeah.
Okay. He's like Dr. Scholl's inserts inside his clogs.
He has a hat, and on his hat is an upside-down L. So Wario has an upside-down M, which is a W. For those who didn't know, and an upside down L doesn't really look like anything. Kind of looks like a T if you lopped off the left side of the little hat.
Backwards seven.
Or it's the Greek
it's
letter.
It's probably like a Russian character as well, like in the Russian alphabet. I wouldn't be surprised.
Or a Greek character.
Yeah, it's Greek. Greek. Yeah.
You're Greek, Peter.
No,
come on.
I'm a Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, you had to rescind where you were born.
Yeah, it's like my mom's Greek, my dad was disappeared by the government. That's why I look like that.
The Greek letter gamma, the capitalized version of it, is actually backwards L. And,
okay.
Yeah.
So Waluigi's the original gamma male.
Exactly. I was hoping we'd go that route. Yep.
Erases a line off the script. He's like, won't need that anymore.
Yeah. He's like, his punched up joke.
I ran home for nothing, man.
Yeah.
In clogs, too.
Yeah, in clogs.
So, I'm number one is Waluigi's catchphrase, or Waluigi's number one. Does anyone have a good impression of that?
Waluigi, number one.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard his voice, but that sounds right.
Yeah. So even though he says he's number one, gamma is the third letter of the Greek alphabet. So.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Not sure.
Well, that means he's literally never one. Like he's number three, right?
Yeah.
Not number one.
It's true. What's he trying to cover up? So I looked into like gamma for a little bit, just trying to figure out like, is there any relevance to this? And like, is it just an upside down L or is there something more to it?
The letters Mason, what do they mean? I follow.
The letters Waluigi. He's like strapped in a chair. I'm telling you, I don't know. Who was the Russian guy in Black Ops? Fuck.
Gary Kasparov.
Okay.
Was that it? That you just wanted to know because you wanted to know, or
no? Because I was gonna try and make a joke about it, like how it's just like Wari Wasparov is his like the guy who's got this. But I don't even know if the name you gave me is right.
No, Garry Kasparov is a world champion of chess, grandmaster.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like, remember, no Russian, and then he puts his like bishop all the way across the table or whatever. So it's the third letter of the Greek alphabet. So in the Greek system of numbers, it would equal 3. But in ancient Greek, the letter gamma represented a voiced velar stop. Which, do you know what that letter would be in English? A voiced velar stop? A velum is a part of your mouth.
A T?
Good guess. No.
Would it be like a hard consonant, like K or T, yeah?
It's the last syllable of his name.
I.
Oh, it's G.
Or G.
Yeah, syllable, not letter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so G.
Waluigi. Yeah, that's the last syllable of his name.
If there's more than one of them.
That would still be the syllable.
Yeah. It's the plural of Waluigi, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Waluigi.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that the name for the fandom around Waluigi are the Waluigi-boos?
Oh, right.
That's pretty cool. What are the boos fandom, though? Because they're also in that universe. The boo-boos?
Oh, yeah.
Also Waluigi-boos. It's very confusing. The Mario fandom is a mess, okay?
Yeah, it really is. So gamma, like I looked into the history of where it came from, like the actual syllable of a backwards L. It can be interpreted as a representation of a camel's neck. I'm not sure what that means.
That.
But that's disputed amongst letter historians or whoever looks into this shit.
Yeah, letter historians ask me what a camel looks like.
Yeah. You got two different types of doctors. Doctors what know camels good and doctors what know letters good.
Yeah, never the two shall meet. I love how there was like this kind of like a light lore history, like officially on Waluigi that we've started our episode just like the Greek alphabet, guys.
We gotta okay. So Waluigi camels mean something in his ancestry is what we've gleaned.
Yeah. But the letter historians say that it's more likely the letter comes from an Egyptian hieroglyph. How do you say that word?
Hieroglyph?
Hieroglyph, thank you. Representing a club or a throwing stick. I'm not sure what a throwing stick is, but it sounds pretty cool. It's a stick you throw.
It's like I'm picturing in my head, like maybe like lacrosse stick length. So maybe like a meter long. With like a slight curve at the end.
Oh, there's one right behind me, actually. Just try and figure out how long that is. That's a lacrosse stick.
Yeah, listeners, just go to Peter's house, look at the lacrosse stick in the corner of his recording studio, aka his living room. And it's about a meter long with a little curve at the end, and then like a weighted end is my best guess.
I was thinking it's like boomerangs before they figured out the comeback part.
Oh, yeah.
It's a straight
boomerang.
Yeah, the collapse of the Egyptian civilization was they spent too many resources on boomerangs that never came back.
Okay, I've got one here, which is basically what I said without the curve, just a stick with a ball at the end.
Okay,
hold on, I'll paste it.
Like a club?
Yeah, it looks a lot like a club.
Or that's a
from the
stick.
Wikipedia page.
Okay, yeah.
This is a throwing baton of a Guanche Mensi, in parentheses king. So let you guys do with that information what you will.
All right. Yeah. So keep those nuggets in our head because this might come up later and we could figure out how it connects to Waluigi's cloudy past. I'm no mathematician either, but I heard someone online talk about the gamma distribution. No idea what it means, but apparently it's quite random and chaotic. It might be kind of alluding to our trickster Waluigi who brings chaos to a lot of the things that he tries to do. Okay. Yeah. But honestly, probably all BS. More likely it's an upside down L that just is meant to represent Luigi's counterpart.
Yeah.
No, I refuse to accept that. No. Okay. This is the first Lore Boys non-canon where I'm saying that's definitely not the canon.
Oh yeah,
we talked about this. What whoever says
this is improv, right? No, but, yeah.
No, but Carrie.
And like Waluigi, doesn't have a butt.
Does he not?
He's
have
too
a butt?
Gangly.
Well, he's not very curvy.
Oh,
pretty
okay.
Flat ass.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I wouldn't call that a dump truck. Tonka truck at best.
Yeah. In Smash Bros. Melee, you guys might remember there's collectible trophies that you can get. They show off characters or objects from the Nintendo universe. I forget exactly how that works. I think you get like coins through playing that you put into like a gacha machine and they drop down or something.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's been a while. I don't have a Nintendo GameCube anymore, but it's something like that. And Waluigi is trophy 207. Although you don't get to play him in Melee, you do get to collect his little thing. So he is in a Melee game. He's as a trophy.
You get his like you get his like virtual amiibo before they were amiibos.
Yep.
Does that mean there's no Waluigi amiibo?
There must be.
What? Why would that mean that?
Because he's not in the game. I don't know what amiibos do, frankly.
They work with any Switch or Wii U thing. But yes, there is a Waluigi amiibo. But like so I've been playing Mario Odyssey. I actually just recently got 999 stars finally.
Congrats.
Or 999 power moons finally. It's fun. Princess Peach's castle gets a hat.
And would Team Fortress and Nintendo have in common? Play for hundreds of hours to get a hat.
Yeah. But you can like tap amiibos to do different things in different games, but it's not limited to like Smash or anything like that.
Okay.
Like I can use amiibos in Mario Odyssey. I think the Bowser amiibo reveals all like the purple coins in the map, and the Mario amiibo will show you where all the moons are in the map, things like that.
They've replaced strategy guides with fun collectible figures.
Yeah, with $90 figurines.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Great, thanks. Thanks, Nintendo.
Yeah. So this is back in the day before they were selling us those amiibos, and you could just get them in game for free after you paid for the game.
We're gonna be like we're theorizing about Waluigi today, and like Nintendo's gonna sue us just in case.
they're gonna sell us out to the Chinese government.
It's my job.
Yep. So his description on the trophy, like there's a little blurb on there, and that's some actual lore that we can get because there's not much elsewhere. It states that he spends a large quantity of time training for Mario Tennis, honing the ability to annoy Mario and Luigi. Which, of course.
Okay, so he's just a heckler.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yep. The description also notes that he is the exact same age as Luigi, and the status of his relationship with Wario is unknown. So that can bring up some weird
things. I thought they would be brothers as well.
No, they're like amicable like business partners, if anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or lovers.
And how old is Luigi?
In the Polygon video, it theorizes that they're lovers. I like that you got there too.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I'm glad I'm as good as games journalist.
Yeah.
How old is Luigi? I'm not sure. When was the first game? Like the early 80s? You're old enough to drink.
He was an adult in that one. Like he had a mustache already, so he had to be at least 17.
Yep.
According to Wikipedia, Luigi is 24 years old.
What?
Oh, wow.
He's the younger twin of Mario.
So they're both 24?
I guess, yeah.
And so's Waluigi. Interesting.
All right.
So yeah, there's like a bunch of theories like, okay, is this an estranged twin? Is this some like weird science experiment? Like whenever Luigi was born, Mario and I guess also Waluigi was born at the same time.
On the same token as like the Egyptian throwing stick, if Waluigi was at some point like absconded by his mother and, you know, tucked away in a basket and floated down the river, then, you know, he could be the estranged sibling of Mario and Luigi, obviously, when the Pharaoh came to kill all the Marios.
Yeah. He probably had
born Marios.
he probably had a much harder life too, because he looks older than Luigi. He's kind of like haggard. He's got a lot of like blue lines under his eyes and a lot of the things that you look at him.
He has the nose of an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Like he's got that like red bulbous nose of somebody who's like drank way too much for their whole life. So.
Yep. So does
it's called like a whiskey something, like a whiskey bulb or something like that. It's like there's an actual term for the red nose of an alcoholic.
Okay.
Could be. When I type whiskey bulb, I get a bunch of lamps made out of Jack Daniel's bottles.
Cool. That's very lame. Very uncool. Ladies, if you're listening and you go home with a guy for the first time and all of his furniture is like booze themed, he's got a Jack Daniel's lamp, leave. Because that guy is a loser. That pullout game is weak, and that's it.
It's anybody who has like such a one-dimensional personality, right? Where it's just like this one thing is my entire personality. That's a red flag.
Yeah. All right, the Jack Daniel's lamp underneath the Fight Club poster. Get out of there.
Yeah. I'll pretend I didn't hear that with all my Waluigi memorabilia and posters and figurines and everything around me. But,
yeah, Jamie's apartment's very purple.
having a passion is different than being one-dimensional, okay? You're allowed to be passionate about things.
Yeah, most times, like, that's Waluigi's art. Two or three-dimensional, too, so.
Yeah. Oh, true, yeah. At the very least, two.
Yeah, so he's the same age as Luigi. We can have like all kind of fan theories there. And the relationship with Wario is unknown. They're not related directly, even though they look alike. Wario is like almost the word for like bad guy in Japanese. It's like...
Yeah, it's bad Mario and bad Luigi, basically, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like a... It's not a portmanteau of Wario and Luigi, but instead it's just bad Luigi. So there's just good Mario, bad Mario, good Luigi, bad Luigi. So Waluigi, he appears in 63 games, and he's playable in 50 of those games.
That's pretty good. Six more games, and obviously he'll turn to dust because his purpose is complete. Right.
Six more appearances or six more plays? Do you have to play 69 times?
I would say appearances because he's playable in 50-something, right?
Yeah. But that's what I mean. Like, is his purpose really complete if he didn't actively participate in 69?
Oh, appeared in? He has to do a bunch more cameos, so he appears in 420 and playable in 69, right?
Oh, okay.
Sense.
That's a lot of cameos. Yeah.
You think he's just got, like, that cameo app where you can pay him $5 to, like, call into your podcast?
For one of our work parties, they had the guy from Simple Plan be like, I'm addicted to video games, and it was so I hated it.
That's
I wonder if Charles Martinet is
on Cameo.
On Cameo, yeah. I bet you he does Waluigi too, right?
I know Stephen Downs is Master Chief is on Cameo.
Yeah, most of the games that he does appear in are sports and or party games. There's like a million of them. This includes like arcade cabinet games, Game Boy games, like any console games. Like this includes a lot of stuff, a lot of mini games and things like that.
He started in tennis, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
What an odd game to introduce a new character in.
Yeah. So
completely out of left field.
Yeah.
That's a baseball thing. It's...
That's true.
Completely over the
net.
Yeah, it was a smash on the clay court, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Which is confusing. I don't.
I think
I played a lot of tennis at the park when I was growing up, and one time absolutely just ruined my stepbrother's balls with a tennis ball. Like we were like close to the net, and then just like I don't know, if it's like volleyball, you just like spike it into the other court, and he completely missed it with his racket, and then just it just like dead center onto his nuts. Ooh, nice. And just wiped him out.
Nice. Actually, out of left field might be clogs on a clay court, actually, which is,
his thing.
So yeah,
you're a clogs on a
clay court. Yeah,
yeah. Because I knew the clogs on the clay court idiom way before the left field one, obviously.
So I had written in, do you guys know which game features Waluigi as the main character? Do you guys know which game has Waluigi as like the main character? It's his game. Everything Waluigi.
Does he have a game?
Waluigi himself, was it Saints Row, the trilogy?
Pete is the most right here because he does not have a game.
Okay.
Yeah. I know, because you've got like WarioWare, which is a bunch of like weird games where you shake your DS like a newborn.
And then you have WarioWare, then you have Waluigi's, you know, like used appliances store manager sim.
Yeah, there's like Waluigi typing.
There's like Wario has his warehouse, he has a Wario's Woods. Mario has like a ton of games. Luigi has
kart, tennis, the Olympics.
Yep. Luigi has his mansion. Peach even has like Super Princess Peach. Toad has Captain Toad.
Captain Toad.
Yoshi's Island, obviously.
Yep. Daisy, Birdo, Toadette, Rosalina, they all show up in the main series platformers one way or another. But no Waluigi in the main games, like at all.
Why do they hate him so much?
I don't know.
In one of the Mario Karts, like you can like get different like collectibles or whatever, and there's a hat that's Waluigi's hat, and in like the description of it, it says like it's barely used, and I think it's Nintendo poking fun at themselves for not using him as much as they could in games.
So they're poking fun at the Waluigi fans as well.
Yep.
I mean, so like there's a lot of like, you know, the Smash invite screens, like whenever they announce a new character, they'll show like the you know, Mario jumps in or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Waluigi, like the most popular fan-made one that I've seen is Waluigi invites himself.
There's one arcade cabinet that's like a racing game where they advertise him on the side, and it's like, new character, Waluigi, and it says Waluigi enters the scene or something, and that's like the, one of the only times, but we're gonna get to that.
I mean,
famous NASCAR lady.
Yeah,
like Mario Party 3, he's like the third most prominent figure on the box. Like there's Mario, then Luigi, obviously. There's like a Goomba off to the side that's like partially covered by like the N64 controller picture. And there's like a Koopa, like one of the turtles.
Yep.
But then the other character is Waluigi, which again is like from this era where it seemed like they had plans for him and then never did anything.
Yeah. There's a fan-made game called Psycho Waluigi. I posted a photo of it. It's like the 2D like Waluigi game. It's side-scrolling platformer, just like Mario. The gimmick in the game is Waluigi has psychic powers because he got hit on the head. That's how you get psychic powers. But the psychic powers aren't even cool. It's like you get to pick up something that's like 2 feet away from you and carry it across the level. So you might as well just be carrying it.
Just be picking it up.
Into Ocarina of Time.
That's right. Yeah, that was the next thing. There's a ROM floating around where it's just all of Ocarina of Time normally played, but you're just Waluigi instead of Link. So if anyone wants to do that, that's out there.
That's how I'd want to play Sekiro as Woody from Toy Story. Like,
yep.
Just like completely fresh eyes. This is the way the game is meant to be played.
Yep. I wonder if what the sound effects are like for Waluigi, because like Link has so many good like hiya and stuff like that. Yeah. But
you know, like the speedrun part, you sidestep up the hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Characters like Daisy and Wario, they first appeared in the platforming versions of the game. But I was gonna ask, do you guys know where Waluigi came from? And I think you already answered that, right? Do you remember?
He has from an egg.
Yeah.
Mario Tennis for the N64.
Yeah. Right.
He
stepped one day out of the primordial ooze.
Yep.
Yes.
As a force of chaos.
He was the first vertebrate to set foot on land. Waluigi impressions have been found in the Burgess Shale.
Characters like... so I said that. Mario Tennis for the N64. So this character was created by Fumihide Aoki. I'm not sure if I said it right. I posted it in the chat in case you guys want to attempt
it. It's Steve, actually, but yeah.
Steve, yeah. You actually can't find a photo of Fumihide Aoki anywhere online. Like, I looked at so many places. Even in the videos that I was watching, they're like, we can't find photos of this guy. So maybe he is Steve Aoki.
Maybe he was unpersoned.
Yep.
Yeah.
If we ever see Waluigi throwing a cake into a crowd, then we'll know it's him.
He immortalized the Tiananmen tank man, right? At Tiananmen Square. So
yeah,
got taken out for it, but he truly is a hero.
So Fumihide Aoki, he also made most of the characters in Golden Sun, if you guys ever played that RPG. Super fun game.
Yeah, fantastic one.
Yeah, he made Isaac, Garrett, Jenna, Ivan, those like the male and female like bad guys. I forgot their names, but they kind of look like evil Jesse and James type twins, but like long and thin and scary looking.
I think Jesse and James fuck. I don't think they're twins.
No, yeah. I'm not sure, actually. I haven't been on that side of the internet yet.
Just because you've seen it on the internet doesn't mean it's true, Peter.
Oh, yeah. That's Do you mean other people have their own lore boys canon?
Yeah. Rule 34 is just the lore boys canon website.
Yeah. So the reason you guys asked earlier, like, why even create this character just for a tennis game? In tennis, like, you could either play like singles or doubles, right? So Mario and Luigi were playing against Mario's counterpart Wario, and they're like, oh, well, we want like a counter, like someone to play on Wario's team. He needs a partner.
Yeah, so Bowser would just not be believable.
Nope. No, there's not. It's not symmetrical enough, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So that's where Waluigi comes in. I mentioned earlier that his name's derived from the Japanese adjective for bad, Wairu, I think is how you say it, but I'm not sure. And Luigi mixed together.
Okay.
Yeah. I think actually this time would be a good time to take a little break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back. So Waluigi.
Wait, you didn't do it. You didn't do the wah.
Welcome back.
Wham. Yeah. Back. as a showbiz coordinator now, I'm going to say we can fix that in comp. Don't worry about it. Okay. We'll do it afterwards.
Thank you very much.
Said the guy who never edits the episodes.
I do not. I don't even edit. I don't do any of the work at my current job either. I just like tell people what's going on.
Yeah, I can't edit unless Peter's standing over my shoulder yelling at me. So that's the only way it works.
Yeah. Got to check your schedule.
Yep. So Waluigi, like Peter on the job, has a short temper. I don't know that for sure. And he's a...
We could say it. I mean, we've established that he's prone to drink, so he probably has violent outbursts when he's drunk.
Right. Yep.
He's a sore loser.
I work for an authoritarian government as well, so I can get away with it.
Mm-hmm. And if his opponent makes even a small amount of progress, he gets angry. So he doesn't like anyone else doing well.
Yeah. I was like blind with rage when the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 trailer came out. Fuckers.
Yeah. So whenever an opponent wins, he doesn't cheer, he's not sad, but instead he gets disgusted by their victory.
He does like the little stampy thing, right? With his like fists up, he like rocks back and forth like the letter X.
Yeah. In like Mario's soccer, he stands up and he like his celebration is he runs forwards and he like holds his hands out and like karate chops and like puts them next to his crotch like cha-cha. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Triple X or the Triple H. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that move. Which is pretty funny in a children's soccer game. So we don't really know what Luigi's motivations are. Like Mario, he wants to get the girl. Luigi is a fearful and reluctant follower. Wario's greed thing, like he tried to steal the castle and all of Mario's goods. But Waluigi's kind of a mystery. We don't know what he's up against.
Oh, he's chaos. Okay. He's chaos incarnate. He's bored. He's an immortal being, crawled out of the primordial muck, and just wants to introduce chaos into the lives of mortals.
Yeah.
One of the things, too.
Yeah, I get Loreboy's canon. Waluigi is 480 million years old.
Yeah. The same age as Luigi, but also 480 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think...
Back to the Middle Eastern lore of him. You know, there's, like, somewhere in Syria, something that someone believes, like, Jesus' footprint preserved in, like, sandstone mud. And you've got, like, the clog footprint in Syria. Like, some say this is where Waluigi once stood.
Yeah, yeah. But when there was only one set of wooden clog footprints in the sand, where were you?
Yeah.
Don't you see?
Waluigi, I was carrying you.
Some artwork found in your mom's bathroom, like...
Yeah. Well, the Shroud of Turin has like the big nose imprint on it from where it was like wrapped Waluigi's body.
Two little holes for his mustache to poke through.
Aww. I think that if one thing he does like really excel at and try and do is sports and partying. So partying, yeah. I can definitely see the chaos aspect. Sports is a little more structured, but maybe he's...
he gets it out, right?
Yeah. He brings a little bit of chaos.
Sometimes
to
in hockey, sport. You've got like a brawler, right? You've got like some guys just pick fights on the ice, and that's their job. And they don't score, they're bad at defense, but they just start shit.
Yeah like the guy in football or soccer, whose sole job, he's the only player on the field allowed to carry a knife. He's not tied to any team, and his only job is to catch the ball and pop it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
It very rarely happens, but every football match or soccer game does have one of these players, down to, you know, like peewee, like little Timbits soccer. You see like a bunch of four-year-olds playing soccer, one of them has a knife, and his job is to pop the ball.
Yeah.
Aw, Timmy's first ball knife. The next game that he was in, after Mario Tennis for N64, was Mario Tennis for the Game Boy. Actually, after watching it, I really wanted to try it, because it's just like an RPG, but with like tennis as the gameplay. And I love that.
The golf story is supposed to be great. Like these, like sport RPGs seem to be like it's a pretty good fit. I guess.
I've been replaying Golf Story this month actually. I love the game.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fun. Yeah. It's a great little Switch indie game. Yeah, but the thing is, if you just played your Game Boy, you don't have him. There's four characters that you could unlock by. Do you guys remember the adapter that goes on the back of a N64 controller that you put your Game Boy cartridges in? I put a photo of it.
See the photo. I've never seen this before in my life. I remember
really?
it looks like an N64 rumble pack, for anyone familiar with the rumble pack, but it's got like a Game Boy color or Game Boy cartridge slot, basically.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, my buddy who had, I didn't have an N64, but my buddy who did also had the GBA adapter or the Game Boy adapter, so we would play like Pokemon Silver on his TV.
Yeah, that was one of the huge draws for it that sold most of them, I think, is Pokemon Stadium integrated to like Pokemon on Game Boy. So you could go to school, level up on your AA batteries, come home, and then play on your TV with your Pokemon Stadium, and then import
your Pokemon in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could use your real team, because obviously the Pokemon Stadium Pokemon are trash. You could use your real team in Pokemon Stadium and basically just fucking break the game. Because you could have like Pokemon with actual moves, like your Dragonite doesn't only have Thunder Wave, Surf, and Strength. You can have like real attacks on it.
Yeah,
I mean Surf's a good move. What is that, like 95 power?
Yeah,
I guess
it's not Stab.
No Stab.
I mean, there was no Dragon Stab in Gen 1, but I mean that's our Pokemon episode is going to be a fucking mess.
Body Slam, dude.
Our Pokemon
Body
episodes,
slam.
Right?
Oh, Snorlax is right at that. You get Body Slam, Earthquake, Hyper Beam, and like Ice Beam, like all on the same dude, I'm pretty sure. And you could just
Snorlax is arguably the best Pokemon in Gen 1.
Yeah.
One of them. That's for sure.
When I was in Poland, I didn't have any friends while I was there because I was there for work and I didn't speak the language. So I would just go to bars.
And we stopped being friends with you remotely too.
There's that whole time difference, right? Like,
Just not worth it. Not worth the friendship.
No. I would just go to bars and I would find a corner and I would play Game Boy on my phone. And if I met friends, sometimes I would meet people from France or England where I could speak English or French with them. But otherwise, I was just playing Game Boy and hanging out in Poland. It was fun.
Living the dream.
Yep.
But the adapter, though.
Yeah, the adapter. So this is the only way you could get Waluigi into Mario Tennis on the Game Boy is if you plugged it into your N64 controller and launched Mario Tennis on the N64. Then it would be
Nintendo-ass thing to do. It's just like, oh yeah, assemble the holy relics and you put them all together at the right time of day and you can summon Luigi in your tennis game.
Maybe that's how we get him in Smash. Maybe nobody's figured out nobody's cracked the codex yet.
Oh yeah, of course. You need an adapter, you need a you need an adapter, you need the amiibo, and then you need one of the Pope's finger bones.
Yeah, you need
Vatican.
The Shroud of Turin.
And the Shroud of Turin.
Michelangelo's David, you need his original nose, which broke off and had to be resculpted.
Yeah, well, the thing that the Mona Lisa is looking at and slyly smiling towards is actually a picture of Waluigi.
it was originally Da Vinci had painted Waluigi, and he had it up
behind him
workshop when he was painting the model for the Mona Lisa. Yeah.
It sounds like a Dan Brown novel, where Waluigi is really pulling all the strings of history. It's
the Waluigi code.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We have that fucking picture of Mario flagellating himself too. Fits too well. the villain.
Mario is Silas in the Da Vinci Code. Right?
Yeah, the albino.
It's all coming together. The numbers, Mason, what do they mean?
Yeah. The numbers, Mario. So in Mario Party 3, which we talked about, he has a pretty big role. Like Ethan mentioned, he's right on the cover. And he's the villain of the game. He steals the mischievous star. And you actually have to go to an island that's his island and steal it back. On his island, there's a giant hammer through Luigi's house and Waluigi's house being towed up to take its place. So it's unclear that it used to be Luigi's island and Waluigi took over. I'm not sure.
It's just squatting.
Yeah. Where did Luigi get the money? I mean, he's got a mansion, I understand, but if he has a private island.
I guess so. Yeah, maybe Mario's too focused on the princess and all the coins he's been collecting. Luigi's been siphoning out of his pockets.
Oh, switching their blue overalls. He's embezzling. Yeah.
You have to go to his island and collect it back. He ends up being in all Mario parties from this point forward. In the Mario Party 4 strategy guide, back when we had those. We learn that he has a crush on Daisy, while Luigi does. But Daisy, in every interaction that they have, just shoots him down and is more interested in Luigi.
Well, he is gross and creepy, so that would make sense.
Right.
I mean, he's a drunk.
He wears clogs.
He's tall, yeah. Anybody who wears clogs is a freak. We've never heard how we feel about the Dutch on this show.
No, we have not.
Dutch Peter's out there somewhere, right?
Yeah. We've never hid that we love Dutch people.
We love the Dutch.
Yeah. Waluigi's first racing appearance was in Mario Kart Double Dash. Pretty similar reasons as the tennis thing. Wario just needed a partner. Since Double Dash, you drive with two folks. That's what happened.
If Mario and Luigi are going to be on one go-kart, Wario and, Diddy Kong don't make a lot of sense on the other part.
No.
DK would be so lonely, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, then it's the snake eating the mouse, so thus requiring a cat to catch the snake. It just goes on and on. And then you put Daisy on DK's go-kart, but it's who's Peach go with. You put Yoshi on... Wait, who pairs with Yoshi? No, wait, this resolves itself pretty quickly. Actually.
Yoshi and a Toad.
Okay, yeah. Yoshi and Toad. Let's see if we can find the Double Dash cover. I see Daisy and Peach.
That old riddle of how to get a go-kart across a river.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking of.
Orcs and Hobbits problem.
Mario Kart Arcade GP2. This is like an arcade cabinet. We have some like lore breadcrumbs to learn more about Waluigi, because there's this track named Waluigi Stadium there. So we can kind of learn more about him. There's the track is like a metal grate with kind of like a road in the middle of it. There's blue and green palm trees everywhere. It's in like an actual stadium, right, with like a dirt road underneath, but this is all happening kind of like above, kind of like a roller coaster track, but like much wider.
I was really hoping it was like a marble hippodrome, which would like lend credence to our theory that he's thousands of years old.
We can say that, I think it is.
Lore boys canon.
But one thing that is definitely more modern that was there, there's huge mechanical dinos. So there's robotic dinosaurs everywhere on his home road.
Oh, hell yeah. He's got a Truckosaurus. Fuck yeah, dude.
It's up to us to guess why robot dinosaurs are part of Waluigi's home racetrack. Maybe he's really into paleontology, robotics, a little bit of both. Who knows?
He could be from Alberta.
A bit of both. Maybe he misses his old companions, the dinosaurs.
Right? Yes, because he's thousands of years old.
Right. Maybe he's just really into, like, paying tribute to the fuel that they're burning on the track. Who knows?
But also, true, definitely true.
Maybe he wanted to pay tribute to his enemies, the dinosaurs, and insult them and say, I'm gonna use a fuel source to power a mechanical version of you, which is made from your decayed remains.
If cars ran on blood and you had a bunch of robot people looking like idiots on the side. One time that Waluigi really shined was on Mario Tennis Power Tour for the Game Boy Advance, where he made it onto the roster, but Wario didn't even make it.
Pretty cool. Damn. Move over, Rover.
Yep.
Was he in jail at the time?
Tax evasion.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
So Waluigi appears in just about all the sports and party games. Like we said, I think 64 total, 50 playable from here on out. But do you guys know what the game that featured his biggest role is?
The game that featured his biggest role, and it's not the Saints Row trilogy.
No. It's a good guess.
Is it Call of Duty Black Ops? Or Black Ops 2?
I would guess some WarioWare game, maybe. Does that make sense?
Good guess. Stupid? Not quite. It's like it's a game that you would see in an arcade kind of thing, but just Nintendo themed. I don't know if that would help.
Is it pinball? Are you closing the loop?
He is in a pinball game though. He is in a Mario pinball.
Fuck yeah.
Game, but that's not the biggest role.
Okay, so it's whatever Street Fighter for Mario characters is. No wait, that's Smash.
Imagine a fighting game with Mario. It's weird, but all right.
Time Crisis, where Waluigi makes an inexplicable appearance.
Right, where you have the guns that are like attached to the machine or whatever you're shooting.
Big game Buck Hunter, but with Waluigi.
But he's surprisingly not the hunter, but prey.
Yeah, I know. He like comes out of the bushes, and then you got to shoot Waluigi in the chest.
You shot a female Waluigi. Game over.
It's just the Waluigis with antlers are the ones that you're allowed to kill in October.
It's Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Known in Europe as Dancing Stage Mario Mix. I don't
know. Waluigi brought his blue suede crogs. Clogs.
Clogs.
Blue suede clogs.
This is the first dance game for the Mario series that we had access to. I think there was some in Japan like before that, but we've never seen them. This Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix, first time it came to North America and Europe. Waluigi is the main villain in this game, because every dance game needs a villain.
Oh, he's Dark Lord of the Dance, basically.
Yep. In a typical Mario format, he steals the 8 dance keys from all over the world to become the best dancer, and you play as whoever character you choose and have to have dance battles and work your way up to Waluigi, who is the final dance boss.
It is like Mortal Kombat, but for dancing.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And I watched some videos of it, and it's great. Like, the moves that Waluigi's doing and his, like, long, lanky body, like, it really, like, accentuates all the arm, leg, and, like, hip movements. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's very flexible.
Yeah. But we found a clue within this game where he's featured. His theme for, like, whenever you fight, dance him, or dance fight him, is from the game Wrecking Crew. Do you guys know the game Wrecking Crew?
No.
From
1985. I posted a photo of it there. It's like one of that really old looking game where it's just like a single screen. Yeah. There's like ladders. There's platforms, and you play as Mario if you're playing by yourself, or Mario and Luigi if you're playing with a friend. And the screen wraps around.
Yeah.
So if you run out the right side, you come in the left side. There's enemies that kind of roam around on the ladders and platforms that you have to avoid. And you have a hammer, and you have to smash all the walls or the mirrors or the pillars or basically all the destructible things you have to hit with your hammer.
And I can see here there's a villain here with some thick eyebrows and a big honking schnoz.
Yes, which we'll get to, yeah. There, all the while, you need to avoid the enemies, and I guess they took a hammer vaccine or something because they're completely immune to hammers. You cannot hit the enemies.
Well, the first hammer vaccine is not very effective until you get the second hammer vaccine 48 weeks later. Yeah.
That's why the doctors do that thing to your knee all the time when you go in, right? They're just building their own immunity.
Testing the effectiveness. Because we all know every time you buy a cell phone, you get ethered and they give you a secret vaccine. Yes. And so the doctor's just checking the effectiveness of that vaccine that the cell phone companies have given you.
Of course.
What does ethered mean? Oh, like when they knock you out?
Yeah, like they used ether on you.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yep. Buy gold, kids.
Yep. The boss levels are against Foreman Spike, who is the guy that you just mentioned. Foreman Spike.
Okay.
He looks like, if you'd like to describe him, that'd be great.
Yeah, he's a caricature of an Italian guy. He's got a big nose, dark hair, one eyebrow that completely obscures both his eyes. He's got a mullet poking out of his helmet, which is pretty sweet.
Do you think that's an eyebrow? I assume shades.
Oh, yay.
He looks a lot like a Mario character in that he has like the overalls or the coveralls, you know?
Blue collar fella.
Yeah, he's the Mario bro if there was a brown Mario brother, basically.
Not skin tone. He's like clothes.
Exactly. Where Mario's red and Luigi is green. Yeah. He's brown.
Yeah. Also in this picture, his hammerhead is like transparent for some fucking reason. You can see the stick all the way through it.
Super strange. Super strange. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Or there's just something in the distance casting a shadow just explicitly on the head of his hammer. I don't know.
Who knows?
But yeah, and then I guess the face, like Peter said, like big long nose, very Waluigi-esque nose, one might say, with a big thick bushy
beard. Became an alcoholic because it is the same color as the rest of his skin. It's still skin tone opposed to like bright red.
Yeah, this is back in the 80s, back when he was young, you know?
It was full of pep.
Yeah. So run into this guy, you're on a stage, and let's say you're Mario and Foreman Spike's there. There's a bunch of walls. You got to run around and knock down walls, and behind one of them is a hidden coin, and whoever finds it first wins. So it's
okay.
Yeah, that's the goal. So, and he's the bad dude. And Foreman Spike and Waluigi look so similar that they're either related or Lore Boys canon. I think they're the same person. And I think you guys got to that conclusion too, especially with the series of photos that I sent to you guys.
Yes. incepted it into us.
So Foreman Spike drives a yellow excavator. And in Mario Kart DS, Waluigi also drives a yellow excavator that I posted. They have the same vehicle. So there's something weird going on here. The same nose, like you mentioned, except one's red later in time. Waluigi dances, like I said, to a remix of the Wrecking Crew song in DDR, which is his biggest feature, like in all of the games.
We described the first picture of what was Wreck-It Ralph or whatever you said his name was.
Foreman Spike. Yeah, Foreman, I was going to say Foreman Chip.
From Foreman Spike, we described the first picture. The second picture has him sitting on the excavator, and he has all purple clothes, and his beard is now purple, and he's wearing a yellow hat, much like the Waluigi yellow. But I will say, he does give off big dad energy. Like, I could conceive him being the primordial ooze from which Waluigi stepped out of, perhaps.
Yeah.
Like, no, he appeared as a boil on Foreman Spike's like arm one day and just grew to Waluigi from that.
I can't also, say the in the bucket of this excavator, it's just like hungry, hungry hippos marbles. Like, what the fuck is he trying to do?
he's picking up all those golf balls from Mario Golf.
Yeah, that's how they get him out of the sand traps, is with like industrial like cat equipment.
he's picking up all the Orbeez from Mr. Beast's latest video or something.
Oh, Christ, yeah. I hire blue-collar workers to transport 18 million Orbeez out of my giant pool. It's like a bunch of sweaty guys. It's like, yeah, that's a great thing.
I gave him a free excavator, which now he has to pay taxes on.
Yeah.
Anyways, that is my theory. We don't know where Waluigi came from, so I think he's either the same person, maybe related to, like you said, dad energy. Foreman Spike might be the father of Waluigi. Thank you for coming to my Nintendo talk. And that's pretty much all I can find on the Purple Man. There's a lot of fan ideas for games that are floating around. People are making games. They're saying, like, if they made a game, it would have to be, like, even if Waluigi's trying to do things right the whole time, it would just be causing a bad result for everyone. Like, he collects all eight things to, like, save the kingdom, but instead he, like, destroys the kingdom even more. And everybody hates him.
He's like the butterfly effect. If every outcome after stepping on that butterfly was a negative outcome.
Right.
It's just nothing but cascading negative outcomes.
Just hurricanes all the time.
Yeah. That's it. It's all ripples from him, like all the time.
He picks up a star, and then Ashton Kutcher suffocates in the womb, or whatever happened in that movie.
Waluigi suffocates in the womb. Ultrasound of Waluigi choking on his umbilical cord.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh my god.
People feel that Nintendo is usually quite cautious with where they let their characters be used, especially as of late. Like, in the early days, it was kind of a little more crazy. But now, to get like Mario in your game, you got to go through a lot of checks and balances. So,
A
lot of people want Waluigi in a game, so people think they're waiting for the perfect idea. And then once there's a perfect fit for Waluigi,
It's like, that's not good enough for Waluigi. Skip that one. Put him back in tennis.
Yeah, personally, I'd love to see one. So hopefully they are just waiting for the perfect idea before giving us our Waluigi game. But that might be optimistic, because we still haven't even seen him in Smash Bros.
Like, what's the opposite of vacuuming a hotel? Because whatever that is should be whatever Waluigi's task is, right?
What if it was haunting the hotel? Like, what if you were, like, assassinating the guests?
Fair, yeah.
Right? Because he does kind of have, like, creepy, like, manservant vibes. He's tall and lanky. If he tented his fingers and, like, you know, kind of went
Butler
through the halls.
Waluigi?
Yeah, Butler Waluigi. Yes, it would be waitstaff Waluigi would be the prequel to fucking Luigi's Mansion, where he kills the guests.
Yeah, it's like one of the, like, a Gosford Park or Downton Abbey, where he's like, the servants' quarters are just below the mansion, and like Waluigi is, it's like a Hitman-esque game where you have to go and you have to, like, set up the the 3-point buck, which was a male Waluigi mounted on the wall.
Yeah.
To, like, untie the cord, like the Dark Brotherhood quest, to make it fall.
Yeah, so it, like, crushes the Baroness while she's, like, having a whiskey by the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So that's pretty much it for Waluigi lore, guys. Like, there's not a whole lot of solid stuff out there, so if you guys have any ideas of where he's from, what he's all about, please let us know. You could do that in
Nintendo
the Discord.
Nintendo can pick any of our very stupid ideas as well.
Yep.
Yeah. We will. We'll let you guys go if you let us use Mario in our fan-made Lore Boys game.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to chat with us about Waluigi, you can get in the Discord. Go to loreboys.com/about, and it'll have all those links for you. We have new folks in the Discord this week, last week, every week. There's new folks trickling in. So come join the community, be a part of the conversation. And thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you want to support the show financially, you can always head to Patreon, patreon.com/theloreboys. There should be a link in the episode description if you want to save some time.
I would like to thank our newest patron, Kyle Wolkin, as well, who subscribed a couple of days ago. Thank you very much, sir.
I'm Wolkin here.
that was also the first thing I thought of when I saw that email come in. I was just like, great name.
thanks so much. It means the world to us. If you want to be like Kyle and be woke in here, then head on down to patreon.com/
Pledge deleted.
If you don't trust Patreon and you don't want to be woke in here, but you want to be woke in there, then we do have Lore Boys Prime, where you guys can support us with your actions and your words more than your money. So this week we did have a bit of a mix-up over here at Lore Boys HQ. We were trying to assassinate our waitstaff. We got it backwards, which way the assassinations were supposed to go. The death by Orbeez did not go well. they are still alive, but they did quit after they found out that we tried to kill them. So we don't have anybody to clean it up. And obviously, you know, we're not going to be cleaning it. So we do need volunteers from the Lore Boys fandom, from the lore folk. Who can come and clean up all these friggin' Orbeez around here. We have a couple things around the office which we can give you, as long as you guys promise to pay the taxes on them and also do our taxes for us and pay our taxes for us. But once you know, we get a signed consent form that you're willing to basically be waitstaff for free, you're welcome to come clean up our Orbeez for us. Wait, which one was the reward again? No, not the Orbeez. Once not you clean up our Orbeez, you'll be welcome to come
get a Furby.
Pay our taxes. Why does this sound bad? Yeah. This sounded better.
It all sucks. Yeah.
Surely there's some reason why you want to clean up my mess. No? Listener?
Is there not?
Please? You don't understand. I'm knee deep in Orbeez over here. I can't get any rest. There's no rest for the wicked, I guess they say.
I was going to say knee deep in the dead. Also a good song.
I think that constitutes...
Hey, Lore Boys.
Lore Boys.
Out.
Wow.
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 Waluigi.
Please. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.